Hello, welcome to the Fountain of Life Daily Inspiration. I have been struggling with a cough for a while now, so I apologize if I cough a little bit during this talk, but I'll try not to. But yeah, this the subject of inspiration, I was thinking about how what it really means to be inspired. And I was looking in the Bible to see, you know, if there are any verses or anything that we can get out of the Bible. And there was one that came up, and it's in Job 32, verse 7 to 9. I thought it was quite interesting. So I trust that this will be interesting for you also. But I'll read it here. It says that in verse 7, it says, this is chapter 32, verse 7. I said, days should speak, and multitude of years should teach wisdom. So I can see that part, that we normally feel like an older person has more wisdom, more knowledge, and that the more days you have, the more wisdom you have been taught by those days. But then it says here in verse 8, but there is a spirit in man, and the inspiration of the Almighty giveth them understanding. Now, I thought that was really, really amazing, that even though with even with experience teaching us things, it doesn't necessarily, how do I put this? It doesn't necessarily bring fruits, or doesn't necessarily make us a better person, unless that spirit that is in us also receives inspiration from the Almighty. And then it says, with that inspiration from God comes understanding. And I think that's quite amazing that, yeah, that you can have a lot of knowledge but not have understanding. So, and then verse 9, it says, great men are not always wise, neither do the aged understand judgment. So, there again, sort of teaches us that experiences, things that we learn, or experiences that people go through, doesn't necessarily teach them. It's only those that, I think in the New Testament, it would say those that are exercised thereby, those trials and tribulations and even the correction from God, it does not help us unless we allow it to do its work in us, or to be exercised by it. And it's like reading a book about how to stay fit. And, you know, where there are steps that are outlined on how to do things, you know, exactly what you should do. And that if you do this, if you follow these steps, this is the result you will get. And, so we might read that book, and in the end, after we finished reading the book, we'll say, oh, yeah, it's now I got all the knowledge. You know, I know exactly how to stay fit, what kind of exercise to do for what. But unless we get up and do those exercises, it will not help us anything to have learned how to do it or what it will do for us. So I think that's the same way here, that years of experience, years even after we've had years, it still doesn't say that we understand judgment or that we are wise, unless the Spirit of God is in us to inspire that. So that's what I get out of this this portion of scripture, and it was quite sobering to think about that how there are many, many people out there living their daily lives and, you know, going through a lot of different experiences, and yet might not be learning anything if they don't submit themselves to the Lord. So, you know, as far as earthly things are concerned, or earthly success, yes, you can have that. You know, you can work hard and have all that, but you still don't have anything really everlasting if as long as that spirit within us is not inspired by the Almighty God. So I just want to encourage us all to allow the Lord's spirit to be in us, and not only to allow that, but to allow to do the work it wants to do. God had a vision when he created man. He had a vision for what he wanted, and of course, God had foreknowledge and he knew how things were going to go, but when Adam and Eve sinned, then we could say that vision of that God had of his people, it didn't really turn out like he wanted to, but he still had a plan. And we see that the Lord's vision is for what the gospel that his only begotten Son brought to us here, that if we believe in his Son and die to him, then we'll live forever. So that is the vision that the Lord had of people for himself. That's what God is, all the things that Jesus had to go through, and it's so that his Father can have people, his people, and that people that will, that God can say, this is my people, and the people can say, this is my God. And I think that's borne out by the scriptures, so that's my desire and my goal, and I hope that is yours also. So in the following messages that I'll be posting for a few days here, I would like to look at, at some inspired men in the Bible. There's a lot of men that were inspired by God, holy men that were inspired by God. And when we read their stories or we read about them, it's very encouraging. So that is one of the subjects I'd like to follow up in the next few messages here. So today I hope this has been encouraging, and I hope that you keep up your courage, and may the Lord bless your day.